may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio. Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It is Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
What's up? This is Radio BAM. I'm here at the Roosevelt Hotel after the Jackass premiere, and surprisingly, it's quiet enough to do an interview with Seth, a.k.a. Sweetheart, a.k.a. Monster Cock. Why do you have a Monster Cock? Say,
I don't have a Monster Cock. You made that up because of Jack Bones.
Yeah, well, you're in fucking Los Angeles. What are you doing here?
Drinks.
Drinks?
Yeah.
But you worked on the Jackass movie, too.
Oh, yeah, there's a party last night.
I thought I had to invite you because I only had plus nine, including Missy, so that's plus eight.
You didn't even invite me.
Well, no, dude, because I gotta invite my manager, and he has a chick, and then I have to invite my agent, and he has a chick, and then I have to buy the guy who's buying my next movie, and he has a chick. Next thing you know, everybody's taken. So I see Seth in a fucking white tuxedo after the movie's done. I'm like, fuck yeah, Seth, you made it. Who'd you get a ticket from, motherfucker?
From the office.
From the office?
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear names.
I guess Alexis. They give them to everyone who works on it.
Don't be mad at me then, because you already worked on the movie and you got your own ticket. I didn't need to get you one.
I'm not mad at you.
What are you then?
I'm happy to see it.
I can see it's something.
Yeah, you're mine.
I'm being Barbara Walters.
You're a horrible interview.
All right, well, what Mondo Generator song do you feel like hearing?
I feel so high. Yeah. I feel so low. What song is that called?
So High, So Low, I think.
Probably.
Right now we're going to hear So High, So Low by Mondo Generator. This is Radio BAM, and we're at the Roosevelt Hotel after the Jackass premiere. Forgive me.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
That was So High, So Low by Mondo Generator. Seth, what's it like growing up in a place called Hockessin, Delaware?
It stunk. It was terrible. It's the mushroom capital of...
That's how Kennett Square was.
It's right next to Kennett Square, but all the real stuff goes down in Hope.
The good mushrooms come from Hockessin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just smells and the air is green and gray, and it's pretty miserable, but you get used to it.
But what did you actually do on a daily basis?
Skateboarded. Drugs.
What kind of drugs?
Just reefer.
Reefer?
Yeah.
Dude, reefer,
there's much else to do.
I don't even smoke weed, but there's nothing really wrong with it because that just leads to other things.
It's a gateway drug.
It's a gateway drug. If you just did reefer, I don't even do it, but if you could do it as much as you want, I don't see a problem with it, really. Shipper does it all day long. He mows my lawn, and he does a pretty good job doing it, so why don't I pay him to smoke weed and mow my lawn?
If he's good at it, then, you know.
And he wants to wake up and smoke weed. If that's his choice in life,
that's what then, he wants to be.
And he mows my lawn good, then why the fuck should I complain about it?
No reason at all. It's perfect.
Okay. We're doing pretty okay. Pendar, what do you want?
I'll take a Coke.
Pendar, why are you drinking Coke?
Okay, I'll have two Cokes then.
Don't you want any alcohol involved?
No, not at the moment.
Why don't you drink?
I do sometimes.
When is a good time to drink?
When I'm not driving.
You're not driving tonight. You live three blocks away. Seth, how many blocks away do you live?
At least 20.
So you have to drive?
Yeah.
Are you going to drive drunk tonight? Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I will not.
Why not?
Because I'm not drunk.
Plus, you have that big Chevelle, so if you wreck it, you're definitely not going to... It's like when I hit a deer in the Hummer, who the fuck gives a shit? I'm still going to be driving on my way back to my house.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, I could hit 20 deers. I'll still be fine.
Just keep a steel cage around you. That's what you should do here. All the other little cars fall apart, so...
Mizzy, if you had to hump a rock star, who would it be and what song would it be and why?
Who would it be and to what song?
If you had to hump a rock star, what song would you hump the rock star of the song that he wrote?
Oh, man.
What is it?
I don't want to.
You're stalling people.
Maybe 30 Seconds to Mars Attack.
Does that mean you're welcome, or did you just say that off the top of your head?
I just said it off the top of my head.
Yeah, right, play it.
I won't suffer, be broken, get tired, or wasted, surrender to nothing.
morning on...
How the fuck you say it?
Is it serious?
Yeah.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
That was attacked by 30 Seconds to Mars, who Missy claimed that she wants to hump Jared Leto. I'm over it. I was jealous 30 minutes ago, but I don't care anymore. Now, Seth, on the other hand, who grew up in Hawkins in Delaware, if you got to hump anybody, who would it be?
Anyone?
Any fucking buddy. It could be some Namibian from Arabia, if you wanted.
Does it have to do with the song? Or just anyone?
Let's include songs, yeah. My Hips Don't Lie. Would you hump Shakira?
Let's think of the two chicks from Heart in the 70s. They were pretty
Heart, rad. Dude, that bitch from Heart was pretty rad.
And man.
They were gonna be both, though.
Babe, would you fuck the bitch from Heart?
Yeah, I like Heart.
Does that mean you want to eat her out?
No. Not necessarily.
Are you saying you're a lesbian or no?
No, I'm not a lesbian.
You just said she was hot.
Doesn't mean I'm a lesbian.
Well, you said she was hot, dude.
No, I like you. I like dick. I'm not a lesbian.
You like dick? Well, you just said that she was hot. So what would you do? Would you slap her titties around or what?
Yeah, I'd give her boob a whack, I guess, if you really wanted me to.
No, in like a funny party way or like a sexual way?
A funny party way.
Well, that's whack. That's boring. If I was like in Kate a party Moss whack, era. Would you get out Kate Moss then?
Yes.
Well, she's a horn dog. I bet she would.
Well, Kate Moss is more my speed, I think.
Wow. It's so quick to break to a song, but I mean, Kate Moss is humping the heroin addict of Baby Shambles, and we do need to hear a loyalty song right about now.
Sounds good.
Baby Shambles, Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction.
action, baby.
My God.
Now back to
Radio Bam. Babe, you have nothing to do with this case, but the song we just played was brilliant. But what were you saying about this case in Seattle?
Just how I think it's ridiculous that, like, only two of the four guys are involved in the lawsuit.
I know. Where are the other two dudes?
Well, the lawyers contacted one of the other
they don't
two
remember.
Guys, and he didn't even remember the incident. Like, that's how not a big deal it was. And
I have, like, eight witnesses that had to fly from all over America, and they have a zero, zilch, none, and they live in Washington, which is where the fucking event happened, and I had to fly all these dudes all the way to Washington. Even like a 60-year-old bus driver with a cowboy hat.
At least we'll be able to go to the Space Needle again, though, because, you know, Seattle's a pretty cool city.
Yeah, like, I'm not really bummed about the lawsuit just because they're such fucking idiots. And plus, we get to go to the Space Needle again and drink some red wine. And
I really like Seattle.
Have fun time.
It's a pretty rad town.
Seth, why do you like Seattle?
I don't know. It's just kind of dreary, and it's got just, it's weird looking. I don't know.
Did you ever see the movie Fear?
No.
Well, he fingered the broad, Mark Wahlberg, on the roller coaster at the Space Needle.
Oh.
Didn't you like that?
I told you that when we went there. I'm like, remember that?
You want to hump Mark Wahlberg, don't you?
What is this, the episode about who Missy wants to hump?
You want to hump Mark
Wahlberg? Okay.
Yeah.
Now it's Mark Wahlberg.
Now you want to hump Mark.
I want to hump Mark Wahlberg.
Do you really?
No.
Do you want to SSD?
No.
You want to SSD?
No.
Would you SSD if we were broken up?
No.
Dude, all that thinking time just said that she would be deep dicking some fucking cock, dude.
Oh, man.
Well, what the hell would you be doing if we were broken up? You wouldn't be like,
I'd be flicking some broad's bean, dude. I'd be flicking beans left and right.
Edit. No bean flicking out.
You want to flick Kill Hannah's bean?
Yeah. If you like Kill Hannah.
Do you want to flick their bean or do you just want to listen to their music?
I'd like listening to their music.
It sounds like you want to flick their bean to me.
I kind of want to hear Kill Hannah's song.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Let's like one.
I want to get with lips like Murphy, Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction.
I want a girl with lips like morphine. Knock me out every time they touch me. I wanna feel a kiss just crush me and break me down. Girl with lips like morphine. Blow a kiss that leaves me gasping. And I wanna feel that lightning strike me and burn me. I've waited.
right now.
Come on for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
All right, we're at the Roosevelt Hotel after the Jackass premiere, and Seth here from Hockessin, Delaware, who now lives in Los Angeles, has been living in my house for a long time, but now I just bumped into him at the premiere, and you claim that you caught me jacking off, dude. What the fuck?
I did. It was early one morning, and I don't know why, I was...
Why'd you break into my room?
I don't know. I had something.
What did you need from my room?
I had something to ask you, but I think...
Did you have to go to my bathroom because it's nicer than all the other bathrooms?
I see, yeah. I think that might have been it. But if I did have something to ask you, I probably forgot it immediately because I didn't know what I was looking at or what you were doing. It was confusing. I could only see the top. Like, I could only see from kind of like your waist up, but you're on all threes.
It's because my bed's in like a fucking convex shape, and it hurts to sit on. It's all curvy, so I just like to...
Wait.
I just lay on the rug and jack off.
On all fours. Not, I don't need...
You're jacking off doggy style?
I mean, kind of, man.
Is that what you're into, dude?
I'm not into that. It's just the way the fucking furniture wound up, man.
Yeah, it was awkward. I was confused. I mean, there was no audio-visual going on. It was just you alone on the floor.
Yeah, don't laugh, dude. I mean,
he wasn't even watching porn?
No, I was watching the porn. It was probably just rendering. So there was no porn when you caught me?
No, it was like dead silent. You were just looking at each other.
I was probably just getting ready.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think you're well into it.
Well, did you tell your buddies, or did you keep your fucking mouth shut?
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody.
Well, now you're telling America.
A kid that tells on another kid's a dead kid. So.
Does Hannah know?
No. Oh, no.
See, you worked with Hannah at the time, so I believe what you say.
I didn't tell anyone except for everyone today.
That's awesome.
Everyone you caught Seth jerking off, though.
I did catch Seth jerking off. That was yeah, and I caught you jerking off at my fucking house.
It was missionary.
So if you got caught jerking off missionary. I got caught jerking off doggy style, and you can't kick me out of the fucking vicinity because I own it. So I can be like, Seth, this is disgusting. You're jacking off missionary. Like, get out of my house. You would have to leave if you were like, fam, that's gross. I'd be like, yeah, it is gross. So keep your mouth shut.
I don't think it was gross. I was just
you can't kick me out.
No. Why would I kick you out for that? That's a minor offense. There's nothing.
Well, what would be something totally unacceptable?
Man, I don't know.
What? A real doll stunt?
No, that's fine too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Seth, dude, I'm not kidding. I always threaten Missy. I'm like, dude, I want one of your hot friends to have a threesome, dude. And she's like, if we buy one of those hot real dolls, then you'll shut the fuck up. I'm like, yeah, maybe I will. So we're going to buy one for like $6,000 to $5,000.
I mean, if you can, you should. I just make sure you clean it a lot.
Is what I'm scared of. I'm scared of being here at the Roosevelt Hotel and Shipper kicking my fucking door down to fuck some real doll. And then he rebolts the door and makes it look like it's brand new again.
Everyone's going to take a turn and they're not going to.
We're gonna travel with
you. Dude, Shipper and Vose are gonna hump the shit out of that real doll when I'm away, and they'll be like, oh yeah, your room was safe and sound.
There's not a woman with him like
that. We'll travel with it. Just fold her in half and put her in your luggage.
You know how heavy that bitch is, bitch?
You can carry it.
It's the size of you. It's heavier than you. It has bigger titties than you.
You don't want a real doll, dude.
No, I want a real doll, Will.
No, you don't. Dude, that's like having sex with a dead person, isn't it?
That's the best part ever, because then the bitch won't run her fucking mouth.
The bitch won't run her mouth. Not that it's like a dead person.
Dude, be dead.
You can dress
the bitch. I could dress the bitch in black socks and cleats, man.
And panties.
Black socks, cleats, football cleats, soccer undies, and big ass like double D grandma titties.
Oh God.
Can I do it?
Yep.
Can I marry out a real doll, bub?
Sure.
You don't care?
No.
It's better than me humping some girl.
It's no human emotion.
She's gonna go run in her mouth like that girl over there in the corner there, see? By the palm tree. See? At the Roosevelt Hotel. Look. See?
Shut up.
She wants to hump. You know you does.
You would never.
I wouldn't, but it's tempting, you know.
Edit.
Whoop, Bedorf, I'm getting choked by Missy. What do you want to hear, babe? You can hear any song in the world. What would you want to hear but besides Being DeGenna?
You shutting up?
Besides Being DeGenna.
Oh.
What do you want to hear?
The sounds.
What song? Queen of Apology.
Yeah, Queen of Apology.
Sing it. Oh. We're going to say Radio Band for Series 28 Faction.
Radio Band Series 28 Faction.
Sheesh. Let's hear it.
Serious 28. I'm Will Pendarvis here with Bam and Missy and Seth. The Roosevelt Hotel. Oh, Vance and Jenna's awesome, man. Those guys are good dudes too, man. Yeah, we're playing that song. Oh, was it Cease the Motion? Is that it? Did I fuck them?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Where'd
fuck Veins of Jenna?
Would you fuck them?
No. What? What are you talking about, dude?
If nobody was looking, would you fuck them?
No. No, I would not. But thanks for asking, dude.
All right, Missy, would you SSD if nobody was looking?
No.
Come on, nobody's looking.
No.
Not even the radio is playing. Would
no.
you still SSD?
No.
Yeah, see, you're a liar now.
Would you?
Shit, if nobody's looking, there's no radio or anything.
Sweetheart, would you?
What? SSD.
SSD.
Which one?
SSD.
Veins of Jenna, man. They're like Guns N' Roses, New Millennium. I'd SSD.
The one that looked like Tina the others is pretty cute.
I do have to say that, like, when that band Hanson first came out, I was like, no, Hanson, you know, those kids? I was like,
no, Van Hanson.
Man, that chick that got on the drums is cute. And I was like, oh, it's a dude, no. Shit.
Dude, no.
Hey, can I ask you about a couple of Jackass things, or you don't feel like talking about it because you're all burned out on talking about it?
Nah, dude, I'll talk about it all day long. I've been sipping on Captain Morgan with Seth here. And where's your drink, dude? Let me see if it's edible.
It looks pretty watered down. Take a sip of it.
I have another.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a whole nother? Yeah. Well, drink that one, you idiot. Jesus Christ, you're wasting precious airtime. No, sip on that. Seriously, here, I'll sip on the fucking 40. No, seriously, no, give it to me.
Hey, wait, let me ask you something. Here's the thing that gets me about the movie is that, you know, there's some pretty horrible stuff done to some people by surprise. Obviously, you know, you guys are all a team and stuff. Nobody's going to sue anybody. But where's the line there, dude? I mean, you do some horrible stuff to some people, and they're not expecting it. I mean, you know, if it was anybody else.
PennDOT, I got the worst of it. PennDOT. That's who I write my text to when I get my license. you know what I'm saying? In Pennsylvania, PennDOT. But, no. Yeah, the King Cobra thing, everybody's like, oh, Bam, you cried, you fucking pussy, yeah, whatever. Like, I told Jermaine that I didn't like snakes, man, that's the bottom line. I don't like snakes, and whether I'm at the Roosevelt Hotel, or whether I'm in India, or whether I'm getting fucking humped by a transsexual in Brazil, I don't like snakes.
What?
Oh, Missy, he didn't tell you about that?
No.
I heard Brazil has a lot of transsexuals.
Oh, never heard. I'm glad you were in Brazil the week before we started dating again.
Yeah, no, that's when we started talking again.
Yeah, but I hadn't seen you.
Yeah, well, we went to this crazy bar with all these transsexuals.
Did you like it?
I didn't personally like it, but a bunch of my friends hummed some transsexuals.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't say that out loud.
No.
You really want me to say their names?
No.
Beep, beep, and beep. And beep. Matt, did you go to Brazil?
No, I didn't go.
Well, thank God you wouldn't hump a transsexual then.
Yeah.
Dude, some of those transsexuals have rad-ass asses, dude.
Yeah, they get implants. It's all, they can sculpt
them. They have ass implants?
Yeah.
Well, would you fuck a dude with an ass implant?
No.
But the bitch looks like a dude.
No, wait, what?
The dude looks like a bitch. Either way, dude, if the bitch has a rad-ass ass, it's like, how can you ignore
the hot? Does it have a dick, too?
Oh, man.
Yeah, of course. Hey, if it was like a rad-ass chick, dude, like if it was like a Jennifer Aniston with a dick, dude, I'd have to just hump her, dude. But it's a him. I know it's a him. But if it was like a Jennifer Aniston, I'd probably just have to hump it.
You like lady boys?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if they had a face like a Jennifer Aniston.
A lady boy.
I'm not saying lady boy. That's like an Asian lady boy. No. Hello. How
you doing? Bam's been talking to some people now, so I'll play a song. God, what do I want to play? What do you want to play, Seth? Name a song.
Down on the Street by the Stooges.
Oh, Down on the Street by the Stooges. Awesome. And by the way, are the Stooges, would you consider the Stooges to be punk? Because a lot of people don't.
What about a ladyboy from Thailand?
It's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Rock.
All right, here you go. It's the Stooges.
Face is going to hell.
It's Stooges on Sirius 28 Faction Radio. Bam.
Wow.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, don't do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
See, Seth, you're always, like, working at the house in the Hobbit Hole and all this shit, and you play all this, like, weird desert rock. Like, what is it about Queens of the Stone Age and, you know, Brent Bjork and the Bros and all this shit? Like, why does that make you want to fucking rock when you start fucking building some new shit?
Oh, no, it's just smart rock. It's not, doesn't sound like everything else and doesn't do what you expect it to do.
Do you like Wolf Mother?
No.
It seems like it'd be up your alley.
But it's just nothing new. I mean, it's not bad. You know, I'd rather hear that on the radio than like Limp Bizkit or something, but it's not doing anything that wasn't done 30 years ago. It's cool what they're doing and they dig it, but I don't know.
Do you truly like rock down to Brent Bjork and the Bros when you're like building a fucking pink ass ledge?
I mean, sometimes I listen to a lot of stuff when I'm working. I don't know.
Who's your favorite worker in Pennsylvania? Fana, Hain, or fucking Vose or Shitbird?
It's a tough call, man. They're all good for a different reason.
Well, if you had to kill everybody and keep one, who would it be?
Man, that's not a very nice question.
Well, who's the best?
For most dedication, I'd have to say Mark Hanna. And member liability. Hey,
don't you love how Mark Hanna goes like Bennigan's and like, he's like, my body's meant to be this way because he's all fat and shit. I'm like, it's not meant to be that way. It's just the foods you choose to eat. Like, if you jogged and did sit-ups, you'd be a skinny dude. No, my body's meant to be this way. Then you go to Bennigan's and order a fucking Monte Cristo, which is like ham and cheese fried to like oily bread. What else is on that Monte Cristo in Bennigan?
Cheese, I think there's like cheese and bacon on it too, maybe.
It's like everything, it's like a heart attack waiting to happen, basically. And I hired Seth, which is like this skinny dude with paint on his shorts, and I'd be like, shorts. Alright, jeans, motherfucker, dude.
Oh, but he had white cords on last night.
Yeah, what's up with the white cords? Is that your dress-up material for the red carpet?
Yeah, I wear blue and black every other day of the year. So,
did any bitches interview you when you're walking down the red carpet? They're like, "Who's this goofer?"
I don't know. I ran in there. I didn't walk the red carpet.
Doesn't it suck? Like,
to help.
I got shot by bullets and I got branded in the ass and all this shit. But like Seth, like spent a lot of time building a lot of hard ass shit just to walk through the red carpet just for like E Entertainment and Entertainment Weekly and People Magazine be like, "Who the fuck is this goofball with a headband?" And he did all the hard work. And then like, bam! And I'm like fed up with everybody. I'm like, I just want to go drink a beer and sit down, you know? I want to hear The Hives right now. Two-time in Flesh and Broken Bone. All right, we're at the Roosevelt Hotel, and the Jackass premiere just ended in L.A., and I'm here with Sweetheart and Missy and Will Pendarvis, and we're kind of just lounging out by the pool, and there's this big-ass after-party, and we're dodging the whole shit because we'd rather do Sirius 28 Faction. Fuck it.
Yeah.
25. Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam. I'm Sirius 28 Faction. Where are your friends? Where are your friends? Where are your friends? What? What? Where are my friends? All my friends are dead. All my friends are dead.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.